Okay, so Shvi'a Veschanan begins with the, it's called the uncompromising war against the Avodah Zarah, right, Hacharim Tacharimim, and the concern about the Isser Chasnos. We have Los Yischatin, it's preceded by Los Sechonim, which is really three Isserei Daraisa, Los Yisein Lamchein, or Chanaya Bakarka, or Matana Schinam. The Torah is very clear that the war on Avodah Zarah has to be total and has to be complete. And, you know, as Chazal said, Kalakofer Bam, Moda Bechola Torah Kula, you're in the game. But it's a very risky business, even though, again, it's a little bit harder for us to connect to that point. You know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Achilek, you know, with Menashe, it's a Yetzer Hara that we don't necessarily relate to. That's the Gemara in Yuma captures a loss. But, Ki Asirat bin Chame Acharai, it was not a trifling concern. But, you know, if you study the, you know, Tanakh, what we find is that's Gufa exactly what happened, you know, over time. And the loss of Malchus Yisrael to Avodah Zarah and the entire first Beis HaMikdash, you know, so these are not, you know, idle and kind of, empty concerns that the Torah is articulating. Give a yachal, they're very, very significant. That's why the Torah says there has to really be a zero tolerance policy. Los Yischatin, Los Sechonim. So then the Torah begins to the, you know, loving relationship between Hashem and the Jewish people. Torah famously says, you know, Lo Merubcha Mikol Amim, Chashak Hashem Bachem, Vayichar Bachem, Ki Atem HaMa'at Mikol Ha'amim, that it wasn't based on quantity. The Ramban has a very nice Heara here. He says, yeah, you know, the fact of the matter is that you would expect, Berovam Hadras Melech, you would expect the Kaddish Baruch Hu to deserve as the Melech, you know, the Rovam, but a Kaddish Baruch Hu was more interested in quality, and that's alluded to there in the Gemara in Sota, quoted by Rashi, Atem Hama'at Mikol Ha'amim, you come from a tradition of, you know, those who are mamit themselves, a certain degree of humility, which is part of the DNA of Klal Yisrael, the Gemara Nivamos, that part of our national bearing isn't just Rachmanim and Gol Mechasadim, but a sense of Baishanus. So then the Torah comes to, I think, the point that I really wanted to develop here and connect it back to the previous Aliyah. V'yadata, ki Hashem Elokecha hu Elokim, hakel ha-ne'eman, et shomer ha-bris v'achased, lo'ohavav, lo'shomrei mitzvosav, le'elef dor. It's interesting, Gemara Shabbos on Daf Yud says that, you know, it has to be stated as something of a chiddush that a person can say hemnusa and beis akisei, that it's not considered one of the shemos of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, even though he's called Hakel HaNe'eman, because the Targum here is Eloha Mehemna. It's an appellation, it's a description of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, as it were, but it's not Gufa, one of the Shemos of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but Chosamosh HaKaddish Baruch Hu Emes, Hakel HaNe'eman, right? So if you can't say Shalom, the Beis HaKi say this, so get there, so you would think that Ne'eman also, or Hemnusa, you know, is so fundamental to Kaddish Baruch Hu that a person can't possibly say that in Beis HaKisei. But be that as it may, right, the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara in Sota, says here, Le'elef Dor, and it says, you know, in Parshas Yisro, Ve'osach Chesed La'alafim, La'alafim, Lo'ohavav, Lo'shomrei Mitzvosav. And the answer is, well, there's a difference between O'ohavav and Shomrei Mitzvosav. It says both of them in both cases. But here, it's the way that the Pasuk is formulated, Hakel HaNe'eman, Shomer HaBris VeHaChesed, Lo'avav, L'Shomrei Mitzvosav, L'Elef Dor. So when Shomrei Mitzvosav is the closest term, it's only Elef Dor. And Ohavav, that's, you know, La'alafim, because Ohavav is obviously Ha'osin Me'ava, and, you know, Shomrei Mitzvosav, those are Ha'osin Me'ira, and G'dola Ha'osin Me'ava, Lo'osin Me'ira. In other words, Osin Me'ira is compliance, it's very important, it's non-negotiable, it's vital, there's a great reward that's associated with that. L'shomrei mitzvosav, le'elef dor, right? That's 1,000 generations. That's 250 more generations than shileishim and ribayim. And yet at the same time, right, the idea of ohavav is somebody, you know, who goes well, well beyond that. Ohavav is la'alafim, is really for thousands of generations. And that takes us back, of course, to the previous aliyah, of, you know, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, Ketzad Yadarech La'avaso, where the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos deals with the idea of, you know, how do we get there, right? It's very hard to develop Avas Hashem. And he says, based on the Pasuk, V'hayu HaDvarim, according to Sifrei, V'hayu HaDvarim Ha'ila, Sh'anochi Mitzav Chayo, Ma'alu Bavecha. The Talmud Torah is the sine qua non in terms of cultivating Ahavas Hashem, to be amongst those about whom it is said, not just you know, Shomer Mitzvosav, but Le'ohavav. And that's part of the lifelong project of Limud HaTorah, is that it is teleologically oriented. Of course, there's Torah Lishma, but part of the telos of Talmud Torah, a major part of it, is the cultivation of a sense of Dveikus Hashem and a sense of Avas Hashem, so that we can be amongst those who perform the mitzvos mitoch ahava. And again, it's not, you know, a daily endeavor, or a weekly endeavor, or a monthly endeavor. It's a lifelong endeavor to cultivate that. But, you know, look at the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva and Perek Yud for the single best description of, you know, ha'oved me'ava. And there, you know, shogib atamid and ka'avas osa'isha yeser mizeh tia'avas Hashem belev ohavav, that remains the pole star of what, you know, Avodas Hashem should all be all about. The Rambam there is very candid. You know, it's malas Avram Avinu, Zera Avraham Ohavi, but it's something for all of us to aspire towards, and it's, you know, a very big part of the way that we orient ourselves in terms of Limud HaTorah. So, you know, just to conclude, you know, yesterday we talked about the Ramban's notion, which is very similar to, frankly, the Rambam in Hilchos Deos, as Hashem Elokecha Tira Ve'oso Sa'avod, you know, Ke'eved HaKanoi HaMishares Osef, you know, Avodas Rabo Ikar Umalachto Arai, which is a very important madriga. But ultimately, you know, the goal is to be an Oved Me'ahava Le'ohavav L'Shomer Mitzvosav Elo Ovdim Me'ahav Elo Ovdim Me'yira. And this is, I think, a very, very important foundation. And it creates an aspiration, of course, for all of us in terms of, you know, our own goals personally in Limud HaTorah. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.